Russia launches another barrage. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News firing missiles and self-exploding drones into Ukraine. At least one person was killed in the capital, Kyiv. Two others injured. It's unclear how many hit their targets. Some were shot down by Ukraine's defense.
Air raid sirens pierced the morning rush hour in Kyiv, where officials say they managed to bring down at least 15 cruise missiles headed for the city. We're told two critical energy infrastructure facilities were hit in the Odessa region.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. This is the day after Russia called it extremely dangerous, the tanks the U.S. and our allies will send to Ukraine.
That German doesn't relent, and that we stand with Ukraine.
German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius hopes the first Leopard tanks could arrive by the end of March or early April. Investigators have yet to determine why a 72-year-old gunman murdered 11 people at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California, Saturday, finding no connections to any of his victims. Vice President Harris visited.
We need reasonable gun safety laws in our country.
The Newport News Virginia School Board fired the superintendent after what happened at an elementary school earlier this month. A 6-year-old student shot a first-grade teacher. Abby's Warner is still in recovery and plans to sue the school district. Her lawyer says
school administration was warned by concerned teachers and employees that the boy had a gun on him at the school and was threatening people.
But Diane Toscano says school officials did nothing. The school set to resume classes next week. Former President Trump's already allowed back on Twitter, though he has not yet tweeted. Now another ban imposed after the Capitol riots being lifted.
Meta's president of global affairs, Nick Clegg, tells Fox's Brett Baer.
He can use Facebook and Instagram again. Of course, there are guardrails, there are rules.
Which could mean another suspension if his posts incite violence or espouse conspiracy theories.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
And back to the tanks that'll be going to Ukraine to help battle Russia. The U.S. will be sending 31 Abrams tanks. Our European allies will ship double that.
In making the announcement, President Biden said he was following the advice of his top military leaders.
Secretary Austin has recommended this step because it will enhance the Ukraine's capacity to defend its territory and achieve its strategic objectives.
Germany will be sending 14 of its Leopard tanks, and Europe as a whole will be sending 2 battalions, 62 tanks to Ukraine. The president says this is part of a worldwide commitment, but only in a defensive manner.
There is no offensive threat to Russia.
Adding that he still believes Russian President Vladimir Putin miscalculated the world's commitment to Ukraine.
He expected our support for Ukraine to crumble with time. He was wrong.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
An FDA advisory panel meets today to consider changing the recommendations for us on COVID vaccines to make them like flu shots once a year using the most up-to-date version of the vaccine. Obamacare, which has survived a few Supreme Court challenges and many Republican attempts to kill it, is getting more popular. A record number of Americans now have health coverage through what's actually called the Affordable Care Act.
More than 16 million people applied for health insurance through the federal Affordable Care Act this year, double the number covered when the marketplace first launched a decade ago. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, more than 3 million new signups were recorded. Over the past several years, more insurers have joined the Obamacare networks. Several states are revising Medicaid programs that could threaten coverage for millions of people that the Biden administration
patients, as many of those patients could transition to ACA markets. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up, but barely. After a mixed day without much movement, the Dow gained 9 points. The Nasdaq lost 20. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.